Welcome back to the Campbell Conversations, debate on metropolitan government. We're going to have now a section of some additional material that didn't fit into our original programming. Thanks for listening to this as well. I want to start again by thanking the county executive, Joni Mahoney, and the county comptroller, Bob Antonacci, for agreeing to speak with me here today. And let me just start with this. Is there anything that was left over from the discussion that was aired on the airwaves that you want to jump in on and fill in holes for those that have been listening to the previous broadcast?
Well, I would just say, generally speaking, it's been my experience that you really have to put some of this down in black and white for people to see, because there's a lot of completely different things being said. And so I will, on our website, we have a fact check for consensus. I'll put these old articles side by side with some of the stuff that's currently being said. My only goal in doing that is not to, you know, personally cause the comptroller problems. It's to tell the community this is really important. It's not a game. It's not about politics. It's about our kids and our grandkids. And you deserve good information and not information that changes depending on the political winds. So I think if I can illustrate that there are, you know, diametrically opposed opinions from one person, then maybe they'll diminish that voice a little and go look for some other voices.
I didn't realize I was the most powerful human being in Onondaga County, that I'm solely responsible for consensus being as negatively polled as it is. But
it actually is positively polled in two polls. Consensuses.
Joni, you're the only one I know of that's in favor of this merger.
Bob, if you look at the poll, and it was cited during the debate at Maxwell, the consensus's poll showed a plurality of people in favor of this. And even anecdotally, in this week's New Times, they had a survey and it ran like 90% to 10%. I think for a lot of people outside this echo chamber that we're in, there is a lot of common sense.
Well, I think there's a lot of stress outside of this echo chamber. There's a lot of people that are looking for economic vitality. And when you talk about agendas, I think where the county executive loses the people is the people don't trust her in her relationship with the governor, that this is being driven by state government. And the county executive refuses to talk about state mandates. And one of my thesis, if you want to call it that, all along has been save money if we can. Work together as we should. But no matter what we do, state mandates are going to continue to rise. In the 2017-18 state budget, foster care is up $39 million across the state. So we're going to get a piece of that. Our foster care went through the roof last year, which is a state mandate. So no matter what we do, and I've never said, ever, she didn't quote this, don't work together, don't try to save money. All I'm saying is we are in trouble in upstate New York. Now, this isn't just a Syracuse problem. If we were talking about an island where only Syracuse, New York was languishing, then it'd be a different debate. This is an upstate problem, and the big problem is Albany, and she won't do anything about that.
Okay, so let me jump in here because this issue was front and center in a lot of the exchanges that you had on the air. This issue of things that you have said in the past would suggest you would be more in favor of consolidation. My take of this.
I do reports. So the reports drive themselves.
So here's my take of this, and you correct me then. My take of this then is that you have looked at some things in the past and been in favor of certain consolidations and certain mergers and working together, but you're looking at this consensus proposal and finding problems there. Is that basically correct?
You have never heard me say the city and the county should not merge. I said, where's the savings? What happens at the day after the government merges? And what I have said all along is it's the state government that is driving this. We are stressed in this community. We are desperate for economic growth. And simply merging the two governments isn't going to change that. Again, the question that we first asked, what economic deal didn't come to Syracuse because of our form of government? The bottom line is the next morning, you know, we're not going to get some manufacturer from Tennessee to move to Syracuse, New York because we have a merged government. It's just not going to happen.
So let me ask that question back to you, County Executive. How much of a problem do you see at the state level for the kinds of things the county comptroller is talking about? I mean, he keeps coming back to this idea that it's the state mandate issue. It is the relationship between the state and the local governments that is the big problem. So how do you see that?
Well, I see it in – it's exactly like every other issue in that there's more and it's complicated and – you know, there are issues like, for instance, I just told you, I think the government that puts the policy in place should have to balance the books. Forever, New York State, you know, long before the current governor came here, they have put policies in place in the state legislature and then passed the bills on to the locals. What I can tell you is that in Onondaga County and across the state, Governor Cuomo put a hard cap in place for Medicaid. The Medicaid cost in true dollars is not increasing even a dollar in Onondaga County. So there has been mandate relief. And I, you know, the notion that it's all going to be undone at once is not realistic. And there's a key part of this that people miss. You know, we talk about how unfriendly New York State is to businesses and how we have all the highest taxes. Do you know what the one tax is that New York State is among the lowest? If you look at the tax, the sales tax rates among states, New York State's 4% sales tax is among the lowest. And the reason is because they give us the permission at the local level to charge the sales tax that we do to help pay for the mandates. And so it's not as simple as they would have you believe. But even more importantly, let's set all that aside and say, yes, all of those mandates should be, you know, undone tomorrow, setting aside the unrealistic nature of that sentence. More than half of the local cost to operate county government is not mandated costs. So I have, for the last several years, been frustrated by people who just point out the problems. You know, this is a problem, this is a problem. I haven't heard any solutions. And now this group came long before Governor Cuomo. I mean, it's convenient now to say he's driving it. Consensus started years ago with a grant from Senator DeFrancisco in the Syracuse 2020
well,
group.
I have to say.
Merger, you'll have a problem, I think, was his quote.
That is not.
That was his quote.
No, I would say merge or you'll have a problem is true. You know, if we don't do something, the city of Syracuse is in bad shape. The towns are going to follow not far behind. You know,
Tony, I agree with you. I mean, I think we're all saying the same thing, right? We all want what's
so.
Better for our.
No, I think,
you want me. You think I want this community to fail, and
no,
I want my children to live here.
Think,
you're the only one that has a right to say you want your kids to live here.
We're not saying the same thing about is you're saying this problem can be solved if the state will just undo mandates, and I think that is kicking the can down the road, absolving yourself of any obligation to provide a solution. I haven't heard anything positive. It's just
your positive
criticism.
Is to just merge.
No,
so that's
Bob,
that's all your positive.
No, is absolutely not what I'm saying. And I will say, I've been given the job of convening a shared services group, and I will do that. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about everything. We'll start with consensus maybe as a good group of data that this organization put together for us. But I am looking to move the ball forward, and I will do whatever we
okay.
come together
so,
and agree
so,
on.
So let me can I ask a question
sure,
to you, County Controller? So I think this is an important point. So what is your, in a sense, alternative to the consensus
First
vision?
All,
so
yeah.
we all agree, or at least the two of you agree. I'm not debating here, but the two of you agree that there are problems and that they have to be dealt with. So what is your alternative? It sounds to me like the alternative is somehow to move state government to do some different things than it's doing. Does that happen?
I go where the money is, right? That's what I'm supposed to be doing. All right. We need to look at the cost drivers. Those are the rules that drive up the cost of our government. E.J. McMahon from the Empire Center just did a report on prevailing wage and talked about the cost of that mandate on all of our communities, okay? But you go back to, we don't need to get into the weeds on all of this, but Medicaid is actually up. The county executive said it wasn't.
It's not, Bob. 97, we have a hard cap.
We don't have a hard cap. We went from 97.9.
I
got the figures. What do you want me to tell you?
Let him finish his figures and I'll come back.
I mean, we went from 97.9 million in 2015 to 99 million and 198 in 2016. The mandates themselves are up over $10 million.
It's NYSAC, not true, Bob. It's not true.
All right, well, then let's go to NYSAC, which the county executive was quoting when I did an audit advocating that we leave NYSAC, that it was a drop in the bucket. NYSAC is basically saying 100% of our property tax bill goes to state mandates. She's changing the conversation now, saying, oh, it's only a certain percentage of the overall budget. Yes, you have. Well, Bill Fisher's been quoted as well saying that.
Translate the acronym.
So let me get to
New York State
Association of Counties.
New York State Association of Counties. So let me. Your question is this: what do we do? We have to do everything. There's no magic bullet. All right. There's no magic bullet. So I've done 18. My office has done 18 consolidation studies. Some save money. Some don't. Some the voters don't want. You know why? Because they're willing to pay for that service. The question is this: why are we the last in economic growth in of every state in the union? Why are our taxes the highest of every state in the union? Why is Watertown, Jefferson County, lost more population than any other county in the country? Why? Because of state taxation and regulation.
Okay, so
that's
it. Let me jump in there then. So what I take from what you're saying then is your prescription then for the officials and the people living in this county to deal with the problem is to pressure Albany.
Can I give one more stat? That's correct. Can I give you one more stat? Florida has more people than we do right now. They spend $20 billion on Medicaid. We spend $60 billion. Now, maybe they've got a few more elderly citizens that are on Medicare. I don't know all the details. I'm just telling you what the stats are. Why is that? Texas and Florida combined, we spend more money on Medicaid than Texas and Florida combined. We're paying that bill. I'm not advocating that it's a bad program. Medicaid is a great program. But is there fraud in there? Is there efficiencies that can be made? Why aren't we talking to Florida and Texas?
Okay, let me give you a chance to rebut. And I actually did have some questions that the two of you had posed for each other that we haven't gotten to yet. If you have the time, we'll get to that, too. But
Grant,
go ahead.
You probably know yourself that we do have a hard cap on Medicaid for the counties. But all of what Bob just said is in that category of mandates. And yet I'm telling you that mandated costs make up less than half of the cost to local taxpayers for the operation of county government. So even if everything he says is true, you still have more than half the problem to solve, and we heard no solution for how to do that.
I gave you a solution. You just don't like it. You don't want to talk to the state about lowering state taxes.
Okay, so then
eliminating the village of Tully isn't going to save our bacon.
He wants to take care of that part that is somewhat less than half, I think is the way to put it.
Yes,
I'm hearing the same thing. It's the entire property tax levy, but that's what our tax bills tell us, at least.
Yeah, but you know, Bob, you should know our budget. Our property tax is not even half of our budget. We put far more sales tax.
We did a study in 2009 at the time that the mandates were two thirds of our budget. That was in 2008, 2009.
Okay, so
I have two more exact things.
And then I do want to put one question that was left over from before.
But these are, I think, among the most important things that the comptroller just said. And if people stop and think about this, the comptroller just said that in some of these consolidation studies, people didn't want to consolidate because, quote, they're willing to pay for those services, which connotes that it is more expensive. And I think if the people who make those decisions are given the information that those decisions about your willingness to pay, those bills are also passed on to businesses. And when I tell people in the community, you might be willing to kick in a little bit more for this extra layer of government, but when I ask a business to do that, then they don't create a job here, then your child is more likely to go somewhere else. So I agree with the comptroller that a lot of people do make that decision, that I'm willing to pay more for this extra layer of government. But one, it does cost more, and two, keep in mind that those bills also go to the businesses that are generating jobs. And then the final thing that I would say on that point is Buffalo is in the state of New York. If everything was the state of New York's problem, why is Buffalo thriving? Why are more millennials moving into Buffalo? Why is New York City doing so well? Albany is doing better than us, and even Utica is having success. So if it was all the state's fault, why are the communities around us doing better? And there isn't a silver bullet. This isn't going to solve all of our problems, but this group put together a blueprint to make things better.
I have a follow-up. Well, first of all, I don't know if we'll have to check the tape, but I don't know if I said pay more. I said they're willing to pay for the service. More means that you're paying more to get the same exact service. We're talking about choices that our individual neighborhoods make.
I want to jump in on this. Let me jump in because this is the question that I wanted to follow up with. So in a sense, we're on the same page here. County Executive, I wanted to ask you a question about this, and it comes from, in part, my experience living out in the suburbs, living out in Manlius. politically, I think there's a real challenge here for this proposal. Mm-hmm. And if it were put to a referendum, I'm not so sure it would pass. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why is I hear this a lot out where I live. There's a real concern and suspicion for folks out in that area, in a sense, to join politically and financially with the city. Mm-hmm. And just more generally. I mean, and it does speak to the county comptroller's point of having something that people are attached to and feel like they want to pay for. And frankly, because those towns are wealthier, they can pay for. I mean, just look at the school districts, for example. And
although they voted the library down yesterday.
I saw that, yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I saw that. So in Fayetteville.
Yes.
Not the manliest one.
Yeah.
So the question to you is, how is that conversation going to take place? Because when I put the hat of a political analyst on, mm-hmm. I say there's some real challenges there. You've got party challenges for one, the Republicans mm-hmm. in the suburbs and the Democrats in the city. Mm-hmm. You've got concerns about where this might be going with the schools we haven't even talked about. And then you've got this more general concern of from a lot of the folks that live out in these suburbs that they're out there by choice, and frankly they don't want to join and from their perspective a lot of them feel like they're being tethered mm-hmm. to the city in some kind of meaningful political way. So how do you get past that?
And I agree with you, and I think a lot of it has to do with the rhetoric. And I think, you know, there's been fear stoked, and this notion that joining with the city is going to make the suburban communities, you know, more like the city. And
or on the hook for
right.
some of the finances.
So I would say, first of all, this is another one of those really complicated issues. And I think that somewhere bubbling underneath are issues, they're all kind of based in fear. However, more importantly, I'll say that in 2010, when we got the census and we did the sales tax sharing formula, the mayor and I went out and explained to people who lived in the suburbs that your jobs are in the city of Syracuse by and large, and those nonprofits are not paying into the system, and those businesses are not going to be able to continue to employ the people who live in this whole county if we let all of the city of Syracuse deteriorate around it. Do you know how bad it would be for Syracuse University to have a reputation when parents come here to drop their kids off? Do you know how bad it would be for this whole county if people were hesitant to send their kids to Syracuse or Upstate Medical University or Lemoyne? So the notion that you can just live in the suburbs and not really be tethered to the city is not accurate. And when we went out and we had those conversations, it resulted in the county legislature, dominated by the Republicans from the suburbs, voting unanimously to give more of our sales tax money to the city. Today, I would say that it did not solve the problem. So let's look at maybe a way we can solve the problem. But that fear, the biggest thing I can tell people is I've heard the same objection to a few other things, tellingly purchasing. We just didn't want to give up this control that we had. And there's this fear of, you know, the city and county coming together, which is a good thing. Politically, if we all came together, we could be more successful rather than the towns and the suburbs versus the city or the county, you know, versus the city. But when I have seen through the consolidations like purchasing, no one noticed. And they have gotten more successful. More people have asked to join. We're doing other counties. Yeah. I think if you did this grant, people would not even notice in their everyday lives.
County Comptroller, what's your take on this political problem?
But let me get back to the state. Sorry to be hammering the state as much as it's not, you know, Governor Cuomo's not here today, or maybe he is. But when you talk about Buffalo is languishing. There was a report done by Investigative Post that was just released literally within the last couple of days, and it says that the region's recovery is modest by national standards. Job growth during the Cuomo years is 1/2 to 1/4 of the national average. E.J. McMahon from the Empire Center said, the Buffalo-Niagara job growth is not impressive at all by national standards and compared to similarly sized metropolitan areas. The bottom line is Rochester's unemployment's up again as well. Upstate is hurting, okay? But what is it? We all want to work together. I've never said don't call me. I was on the phone last night with a city councilor talking about a few things. I work with anybody that wants to work with us, but we all have to work from the same set of data and be honest about what the data actually says. There's manipulation of data, or I'm sorry, the interpretation of data. But if you're all working off the same balance sheet and the same income statement, then we can have a good conversation.
That's exactly the point, is why don't we all work off the same balance sheet, the same income statement?
I try that.
And what harm would there be in trying to come together as a community and pull in the same direction? You know, you're pointing out all of the reasons why it might not work, but why not try?
Joni, I've said all along, we got 50 out of 51 that should be worked on, and if they can save money, let's save it.
You know, why not the 51st? Why not
together? Here's
for listeners first. You're talking about
metropolitan
50
government.
Recommendations mm-hmm. of the consensus commission.
If consensus
and the big
says,
one being
yes,
the
if consensus
merger.
Says okay. We're going to put this on the agenda and it will save us no money, Bob Antonacci goes, sits in the corner. You know why? Because when you tell the taxpayers that I've been sworn to represent that this is going to save 8, 10, 22 million, then it's up to me to say, wait a minute, you're not looking at this, you're not looking at this. Did you look at collective bargaining agreements? Are we going to talk about state mandates? The bottom line is this. They want it both ways. They want it to say it's going to save money so they think they can get the vote. If you want to put it on the agenda or on a ballot and just say, we think that being the cool kids is what we need to do, let's vote for a merger, then go ahead.
Okay, so I'm happy to hear that because whether it saves money or not, there's a lot of benefit, and I would be in favor of it anyhow. And I would say if you are willing to support a referendum, then I think that would change people's opinion.
A referendum that has that does not say anything about saving money. You can't tell people it's going to save money.
Bob, of course, a referendum wouldn't talk about money in the referendum.
That's what you're selling.
But no, what I'm selling, Grant, I think I answered the question regardless of the money. There's a lot of benefit. But I would also, again, just gently remind people that in 2012, when the political winds were blowing in the other direction, the comptroller said that eliminating a layer of government would save money.
Let's not go back into that. But what I'm hearing for the agreement between the two of you is you would support a referendum, and the language of the referendum would not make claims about saving taxpayer money.
If the taxpayers want to vote on merging the city of Syracuse, go ahead.
You're both in agreement on that. All right. That's fantastic.
That is a huge step forward that
the comptroller
is in favor of a referendum.
Okay.
I was asked that question at the debate, and I said the same thing then.
So it has been established. All right. We will end on our debate about consensus on that consensus.
Terrific.
So thanks to the two of you again for taking the time, not only to speak to me on the air, but also for this extra portion online. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grant.